Hopeless daters.
One dating app that dares you to swipe right.
The question is,
whose love life is more tragic?
It's Battle of the Tinder Dates.
Yeah.
The world's scariest dating game show just got more horrifying.
Oh, I didn't expect this music.
Are we at a carnival?
Because this week it's a special Halloween edition of Battle of the Tinder Dates, where two of our listeners are going to go head-to-head to figure out whose dating life is the most tragic. We're going to explain the rules in just a second, but first, let's meet today's contestants. In this corner, he's got the face of a young Michael Myers, but the tongue skills of a young Hannibal Lecter. And that's why they call him Slobby Robbie.
Hey, guys. Hello.
You mean hello. Yeah.
Christ.
And in the other corner, he built a special room in his mom's condo just for lovemaking that has not been used in over 9 years.
Good.
That's why the ladies call him Cobweb Caleb.
Yeah, yeah.
With the contract, though, Caleb's ready.
Why is it got to be in your mom's condo?
Here's how the game works. One contestant's going to start by telling one of their worst dating stories, and the other will try and counter with a nightmare story of their own. We're going to go back and forth for 3 rounds, and then afterwards, we will declare a winner. And remember, all of today's stories are going to be Halloween-themed.
Yeah!
All right, so are our contestants ready?
Yep. Yes.
All right. We're going to kick it off with Slobby Robbie. Let's go.
Okay, so my date wanted to go to a corn maze, and in the middle of it, she goes, "Do you want to play tag?" And I was like, "All right, what are we, 12? But okay, I'll.
But you're in a corn maze. I mean, it fits, right?
Yeah. Yeah, you're already kind of, yeah.
It's family-friendly environment. She turns around, tags me, and she goes, "Tag, you're it," and then takes off, runs full speed.
Oh, wow.
Dang.
2 hours later, I can't find this girl.
I wonder if that was by design or she was just really good at the game.
Yeah.
Possibly both. After 2 hours, I'm looking for her, and then I just went out to the front of it. I'm like, all right, maybe she's still here hanging out. Her car's gone. She's gone. She left.
Oh, really?
Maybe she's still there right now.
I know. Just wait. She's like, he's still not going to find me.
Yeah.
That means, Caleb, you got a counter.
Yeah, okay. So this was right around Halloween. Tinder date invited me over to watch a scary movie, so I'm thinking, hey, you know, Netflix and chill situation. We got the Halloween vibe going on.
Yeah.
For sure.
I want that.
All right.
So I get to her apartment, and she pops in Nightmare on Elm Street.
Okay.
And
classic.
She just starts moving away from me. She keeps, like, sliding further and further away as we're watching the movie. I'm like, what the hell is going on?
Yeah, it's usually opposite.
Yeah. Especially if it gets scary, you want to, like...
She was, like, getting more and more scared, but she kept looking over at me. I'm like, what?
Oh, no.
It's like, it's the movie. It's not me.
Yeah.
She starts crying, and she says, the sweater that I'm wearing reminds her of Freddy Krueger. And she freaks out. I'm like, I'll take my sweater off. It's not a big deal. And she kicks me out. She's like, you have to go. You have to go.
Oh,
too scary.
Oh, man. Giving off Freddy Krueger vibes.
That's
I've been
right.
there. We're on to round two, and that means, Robbie, we're back to you.
My date wanted to go on like a spooky romantic type thing, so she wanted to do a cemetery picnic.
Oh, I don't know about that, bro.
Daytime or nighttime?
It was dusk. I thought it would just be something we'd set up, you know, kind of like on the lawn, maybe a bench or something like that. But before I even got there, she had this whole seance thing set up on this grave with a picnic, food, and stuff
that. If a seance is going to come with a cheese platter, I may be into it.
No,
I'm just saying.
Goodness. No
wrong with you. Did you stay?
Well, the gravestone, it's like 10 minutes in, she told me that it was her ex-boyfriend.
Oh.
And she started talking about her ex-boyfriend and, like, wanting to get in contact with him.
Oh,
and I'm like,
oh,
I'm out of here.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be a sacrifice to something weird.
If a girl asked me to talk to her ex alive, I'd freaked out. But
exactly.
Let me tell you the look in his eyes before the light went out.
Oh, my God.
All right. Caleb, we're back to you again, man.
So I'm a huge fan of haunted houses. So we go, we meet there, and she says she's got a special surprise for me. I'm game. I'm like, okay. She tells me to close my eyes, so I do.
Oh, man.
She proceeds to duct tape herself to me.
What?
And she's like, I want to be scared together.
You don't want to separate. How do you even walk, though, if you're duct taped to somebody else?
It's
that one couple rolling on the ground through the haunted house.
Away from the chainsaw guy.
But, I mean, no one can run away from each other. I kind of see the strategy.
Yeah.
So what happened, man?
We're in line. It's taking forever. And we get bored of each other. She starts flirting with a guy dressed as Frankenstein.
Shut up!
While we're duct taped to each other.
Oh my God. All right. We're on to the third and the final round. Gentlemen, these need to be your best stories. So, Slobby Robbie, give us your best shot.
So, a girl wanted to take me to a fortune teller. It seemed legit. Went in there. And we were holding hands. Eyes closed, dark, dim lit. And in the middle of it, she asked me for my credit card information. So okay. I like kind of weirdly got my credit card out and handed it to her.
Okay.
I opened my eyes and I swear to God, my date is there with a pen and paper ready to write down this information.
What?
And I started accusing and asking about what the hell's going on. Turns out the card reader is her mom. And this is a scam that they just run on people.
Wow.
I see in your future a financial
chaos.
Oh, wow. That's pretty good. I think he may have taken the lead. Oh, so, Caleb, dang. Best story.
So I was at my date's house. This is on Halloween night. And we decided we're staying in. We're going to hand out candy to kids.
Okay.
So,
that's nice.
I like that.
A little girl dressed up as Elsa shows up at the door. I'm like, oh, you look so cute. And I give her a bunch of candy. Aww. Next thing I know, my date grabs the candy back for little Elsa.
What?
As she slams the door closed and accuses me, she says, I knew you'd be the cheating type.
Oh, what?
What?
That is psycho.
Oh, no.
That is psycho.
It was a child dressed as Elsa.
It was just a Hershey's kiss. It wasn't an actual kiss. All right. We're going to call it right there. That final bell means the match is over.
Wow.
What an edition. Halloween edition of Battle of Tinder Dates. Let's go to the judges. Alexis, who's the winner today?
I'm going with Robbie for having the cemetery picnic.
Vote for Slobby Robbie, Brooke.
Are you kidding me? Caleb with the psycho Elsa jealousy.
Oh, we're all tied up. Jose is going to decide.
Caleb, you're the winner.
That means congratulations, Cobweb Caleb. Your dating life is even more tragic than what happened to that sweet family in Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Oh!
Dark.
What? I know it's Halloween.
Just at least pick one that's not based on a real story.
Congrats, Caleb.
Thanks.
All right.
Have a good Halloween, buddy.
Have fun over at your mom's condo. We got your phone tap coming up next.